How y'all doing?
Great. How are you doing, Coach?
Great. Great to see y'all.
What progress have you seen from Bowles, especially when he's getting those first key?
Well, I think like all the young players or really everybody in our system, with it being new this year, and we've thrown so much at him. So, you know, all the rookies right now, not just, you know, one or two of them, but all of them, they're learning. And we're throwing a lot at them. And, you know, the key thing we told every player on this team is let's put ourselves in a position in training camp to compete for a job. And that's what they're all doing. That's why we're moving guys around so much.
What are your thoughts on Jake Butt, not only on his rehab, but just on his personality?
I love the way Jake comes and prepares every day. You know, as you watch the film and practice, he's always back there behind the offense and, you know, going through his steps, ask great questions in meetings. He loves the game of football. I mean, he's a gym rat, so you just love the way he approaches it every day.
Mike, do you learn a lot about a young player when you throw everything at him this time of year and just see how they handle it?
Yeah, you know, that's the challenge every year. When you have the rookies come in or the first year in a system, you know, we've got to install it, you know, in phases. And that's why we had tried to have 10 installs, and there was plenty of offense in there to run for a couple years. But we told them, hey, we're not going to run all this right now at some point in time. They've heard the install a couple times now, and we would say, okay, at some point in time, we're going to figure out what we're best at as an offense and take advantage of our players' talents and put them in a position to succeed. Excuse me.
In regards to the quarterbacks, Vance has said this plan was to learn, that the evaluation begins in earnest in training camp. Mm-hmm. Where are they now in your mind? And then is it that you just look for separation then before we make a decision? How does that play out now as you get closer to training camp or move toward that phase?
Well, I think all the quarterbacks have done a nice job of picking up the system, directing the traffic. There's a lot they do at the line of scrimmage. There's going to be certain things we're going to ask them to do, getting us in and out of plays. But I think they're heading in the right direction, all of them, not just the two that you're thinking about right now. But I think Kyle's done a nice job, too, moving the offense in there and learning the system. So we're going to let them compete. And at some point in time, we'll figure it out as a staff of who the guy is.
Coach, with Sambrylo and Bowles now splitting the first team reps at left tackle, what do you want to see from Donald Stevenson? Do you want to keep him there, left tackle, and move him to the right side or even inside?
Well, we're looking for the best five guys to figure out, you know, who are the best five guys to go out there and play for us come the opener. And so we're moving guys all around. And it's not going to be just you're going to see through training camp on a daily basis. Guys going to be moving around. And certain guys you haven't seen in a certain spot, you never know during a game or during this. It's a long season. Somebody gets dinged, and you got to figure out, okay, how many guys are we drafting this week? Or dressing, excuse me. How many guys are dressed for the game to make sure that, hey, we got the right guys in the right combination. And so we'll see who the best five are.
How do you feel about the switch with, probably your decision, but switching Leary and Garcia, how's that working out so far?
Well, I think, you know, we got to a point last week where we said, hey, let's switch them over and see how they do. Just like what I talked about a minute ago, to figure out what is the best combination. I think they've done a nice job at both spots.
Mike, is it hard to kind of switch off the evaluation idea with the quarterbacks because you know you want to wait, let them learn more, and not do the coach who goes, that guy's ahead and that guy's behind, or...
Well, no, we're evaluating not just the quarterbacks, but the entire offense or the entire football team. Every day we come out here to try to figure out, you know, what are the best combination, who does what best. And like I said, you know, at some point in time we'll start to cut back, and, you know, when we announce that starter, we'll do what he does best. But we're throwing the install at everybody as an offense, and we'll make that critical decision as time comes along.
Bring in Bernard Pierce after his tough season last season. What has he shown you, and what do you kind of expect from him going forward?
Well, he's a veteran who's played, so it's always nice to have those guys that have been thrown in the fire before and have gone out and been successful. So we're glad we have him on our roster.
Paxton will make a mistake and then come back and make a big play. What kind of mental toughness have you seen from him now?
Well, that's one thing we talked about early on in the offseason program is we're going to make some mistakes. Not just the quarterback position, but everybody. You know, there's going to be a play where you're going to get beat. Well, you got to respond to it. And as you saw that yesterday in practice, we threw an interception, then we threw a big play that probably was a touchdown. So that's what you want in all the players to do, is be able to respond and, you know, fight through some adversity. There's going to be some adversity during the year, during practice. It's not always going to go your way. So you just got to keep on plugging away.
If memory serves, weren't you the last quarterback with Terrell at Long Beach?
Yeah. Not bad. Undefeated since then, right? Yes. Long Beach State hasn't lost a game since then. You know.
What is it like to see his journey to now Hall of Famer? Like, it was a personal cause for
many around here, the fact that he had given what he meant to the Broncos and the championship, kind of where you saw then to where he is.
Well, I think in the freshman game, Harvey Hyde, who was the running back coach at Long Beach State back in the days, he knew exactly what he was doing. We went through the freshman game, and every ball was being tossed to TD, and then the next pass, we finally throw a ball X number of plays into the scrimmage, and it's a play designed for TD again. And finally, at some point in time, I looked at Harvey, and I said, Harvey, can we throw the ball or hand the ball to somebody else? And he says, why? He's the best player on the field. So it's obvious, you know, Harvey was a good coach and a smart coach, so, you know, feed the ball to your best players, and what a great accomplishment and an honor for him. And a better human being.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.